They receive their examination schedules and details of the procedure for OWLs during their next transfiguration lesson. "As you can see," Professor McGonagall told the class while they copied down the dates and times of their exams from the blackboard, "your OWLs are spread over 2 successive weeks. You will set the theory exams in the mornings and the practice in the afternoons. Your practical astronomy examination will, of course, take place at night. Now, I must warn you that the most stringent anti-cheating charms have been applied to your examination papers. Auto-answer quills are banned from the examination hall, as are remembrals, detachable cribbing cuffs, and self-correcting ink. Every year, I'm afraid to say, seems to harbour at least one student who thinks that he or she can get around the Wizarding Examinations Authority's rules. I can only hope that it is nobody in Gryffindor, our new headmistress." Professor McGonagall pronounced the word with the same look on her face that Aunt Petunia had whenever she was contemplating a particularly stubborn bit of dirt. "Has asked the heads of house to tell their students that cheating will be punished most severely because, of course, your examination results will reflect upon the headmistress's new regime at the school." Professor McGonagall gave a tiny sigh. Harry saw the nostrils of her sharp nose flare. "However, that is no reason not to do your very best. You have your own futures to think about." "Please, Professor," said Hermione, her hand in the air, "when will we find out our results?" "An owl will be sent to you sometime in July," said Professor McGonagall. "Excellent," said Dean Thomas in an audible whisper. "So we don't have to worry about it till the holidays." Harry imagined sitting in his bedroom in Privet Drive in 6 weeks' time, waiting for his OWL results. Well, he thought dully, at least he would be sure of one bit of post next summer. Their first exam, Theory of Charms, was scheduled for Monday morning. Harry agreed to test Hermione after lunch on Sunday, but regretted it almost at once. She was very agitated and kept snatching the book back from him to check that she had gotten the answer completely right, finally hitting him hard on the nose with the sharp edge of Achievements in Charming. "Why don't you just do it yourself?" he said firmly, handing the book back to her, his eyes watering. Meanwhile, Ron was reading 2 years of charms notes with his fingers in his ears, his lips moving soundlessly. Seamus was lying flat on his back on the floor, reciting the definition of a substantive charm, while Dean checked it against the standard book of spells, grade 5, and Parvati and Lavender, who were practicing basic locomotion charms, were making their pencil cases race each other around the edge of the table. Dinner was a subdued affair that night. Harry and Ron did not talk much but ate with gusto, having studied hard all day. Hermione, on the other hand, kept putting down her knife and fork and diving under the table for her bag, from which she would seize a book to check some fact or figure. Ron was just telling her that she ought to eat a decent meal or she would not sleep that night, when her fork slid from her limp fingers and landed with a loud tinkle on her plate. "Oh, my goodness," she said faintly, staring into the entrance hall. "Is that them? Is that the examiners?" Harry and Ron whipped around on their bench. Through the doors to the great hall, they could see Umbridge standing with a small group of ancient-looking witches and wizards. Umbridge, Harry was pleased to see, looked rather nervous. "Shall we go and have a closer look?" said Ron.